This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Recently, I received an email from one of my listeners to the International Gospel Hour. He called me a moron because I preach baptism for the remission of sins. Later, in his email, he called me a fool. I wonder if he realizes the danger of calling another person a fool. In his great Sermon on the Mount, our Lord told his disciples, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, that he is worthless, empty-headed, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Matthew 5:22. The world has almost always held the children of God in contempt. In 1958, Lewis Cochran wrote a book with the title, The Fool of God. It is a novel based on the life of Alexander Campbell. There is hardly any doubt Campbell could have held high elective office had he chosen to run, or he could have been a very successful businessman. But he chose to work at restoring the New Testament church. Is a man a fool because he chooses to devote his life to preaching rather than to making money or to holding political office? The apostles were constantly aware of the dangers they faced wherever they preached. Paul told the Ephesian elders, "And now, behold, I go bound in spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:22-24. Is a man a fool when he knowingly endangers his life by preaching the gospel? Paul knew the apostles had become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. He conceded, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised." 1 Corinthians 4:10. People of the world in Paul's day thought the apostles and other Christians were fools for accepting the cross. I fear the world has not changed that much in our day. Please take note of what Paul teaches about the cross. "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto us who are saved, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." 1 Corinthians 1:21-24. Paul admitted to being a fool for Christ's sake. The Corinthians were not willing to become fools for Christ's sake. They thought of themselves as being wise. But they demonstrated by their attitudes and behavior that they were not wise. The apostles appeared weak because of the suffering and deprivation they experienced. But the apostle Paul was not weak. He was one of the strongest men who ever lived. Because of the pride of the Corinthians, they were the ones who were weak. Paul concluded this verse by affirming, "You are honorable, but we are despised." The Christians at Corinth thought of themselves as being distinguished, splendid, and honorable. Of course, the opposite was actually true. The apostles were despised and mistreated in unimaginable ways, but they were among God's most faithful servants. Even today, almost 2,000 years later, the apostles continue to influence the world for good. What wonderful examples these men are for Christians in every age. How desperately our generation needs such devoted and courageous preachers, and not the hirelings that we often see. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.